Brandi Norwood helped reinvent the sound of R&B in 1994 when she was just 15 years old and became known by one name, Brandi. Brandi also starred in the television show Moesha, and she can genuinely say that the late, great Whitney Houston was her fairy godmother.
I've always hoped that someone would come and take me away from here. Cinderella, if you want to get out of here, you're going to have to do it yourself. The music's in you, deep down in your soul.
That was Whitney Houston and Brandi in the television adaptation of Disney's Cinderella. Nearly 20 years since her debut, and with a multitude of awards, Brandi has a new album now, 211. She joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Tell us about the title of this album, 211.
Well, 211 is the day that I was born, and it's also the day that I lost Whitney as my idol. It's my way of tributing her and what she meant to me, you know, just sticking with my purpose. And that's something that I promised her that I would do. And I'm just so excited going forward and so excited about the new album.
Can I ask about Whitney Houston?
Yes, you can.
First concert you went to was one of hers?
First concert I've ever gone to was a Whitney Houston concert. I was all the way at the top. I couldn't really see her face. I could only see her body. And I was irritated. So I talked my way all the way backstage. I missed the entire concert because I was so busy talking my way to get to her. I was determined.
How do you talk your way backstage when you're 8 or 9?
Because I promised every usher that was in charge of each of the sections, promised them that I would remember them when I became famous and that I would pay all their bills and I would just take care of them if they just let me down to the next section. And I talked my way all the way backstage. But by the time I got there, the concert was over and Whitney had left. So my whole world was destroyed. Such a memory. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Let's listen to a cut, if we can, from this new album. This is Scared of Beautiful.
Turn the lamp on, let me talk to ya. See the light bulb, does something to ya. Makes it a little harder to tell a lie on it. Make it difficult to run and hide on it. Tell the truth to me, good truth to me. Come close to me if that's you. I wanna see the details inside those beautiful eyes. Myself ain't never talked to me like that before.
No. You have such a distinctive voice. What do you look for in a song? What do you try and bring to it?
I try to bring the truth to a song. I think songs, different songs with different melodies, different instruments, different beats, inspire a different side of who I am vocally.
Turn the lamp down, don't talk to me. That light bulb took something from me, gave something to me. I can't decide, I can't decide.
But I also love country music and pop music or dance music. Like, it's fun to sing those songs too. But R&B is where I came from. It hits the soul.
Your father, Willie, was
a
gospel singer and a church choir director.
He was. Still is.
Still is. God bless. Mm-hmm. Well, what did he teach you about music, do you think?
Oh, my dad taught me everything about music. He introduced me to so many wonderful gospel artists. And in our church, we would sing a cappella music. So I learned how to do harmony singing with my dad. And we would always sing together. We would sing in weddings together. And, you know, he really helped me discover the voice within me. Because when I was younger, I didn't really like the way my voice sounded.
What did you hear in your voice that made you uncomfortable?
When I was younger, I felt like I sounded like a chipmunk.
They're big stars, though, the chipmunks.
Aren't they?
And now Alvin and Simon.
And Theodore, honey.
Yeah, Theodore,
yes,
right.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. But I got used to it, and I started to embrace it and say, oh, well, maybe there's something different about my voice. And, you know, I started to like it over the years.
Let's listen, if we could, to another song from this album.
Okay.
This is Without You.
Boy, can you slow down for a minute? Oh, yeah. I just want to talk to you, baby, baby. And let you know what I'm thinking.
Is the song about anyone in particular?
Well, it's just about a relationship where the woman pretty much carries her baggage into her present relationship. And basically, she's confronting the fact that she can't live without this person. And I think the record is very honest. It has a great melody to it, and so many of us can relate to that.
Oh, boy, I never meant to put you down. So much better than that.
Yes, you are.
Don't wanna be who I was before. I wanna give you so much more.
You have a daughter now.
I do, Sarah.
Does she listen to you?
She does listen to me. She listens to me sing. She listens to me talk. I'm her mom, of course.
Well, I kind of meant the studio stuff, all right?
Yeah. No, I was saying it as a joke. It was probably a bad joke. I'm sorry, Scott. But yeah, she likes Justin Bieber more, but I'm working on it.
Oh, my. Well, she has plenty of time to acquire more mature taste, right?
Yes. But Justin Bieber's music is great. I have Bieber fever, too. Mm-hmm. So I definitely understand her love for him.
Is there a song on this album you'd like to point us to?
Sure. No Such Thing as Too Late. It's a beautiful love song, and it has a very powerful message to it. So check it out.
Brandy Norwood. Brandy, speaking with us from New York. A new album, 211, is out now. You can hear more songs from Brandy at our website, nprmusic.org. Brandy, very nice speaking with you. Thanks so much.
Nice speaking with you, too.
Turn on my song.
I know you think I'll be tripping, thinking I'll be playing, you'll be saying I ain't into you. Just take a second and listen.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.